Thing of a same man. And do appreciate y'all, whoever might be out there listening, staying with me here. I didn't talk to them this time, but yeah, but Ken, you know, our producer, board op and everything. I love talking with Ken. He's a really interesting guy. I'll get back to this. You know, there's police investigate high tip rates by pizza deliverer. And after you read through like half page of a female unresponsive lying on a bench 300 block of Main Street, able to awaken, determine she's intoxicated. Main Street intoxicated and warrant out of Tom Green County for driving while intoxicated. Blah, blah, blah. Brown man placed under arrest for intoxicated and warrant. And then it gets down over here to way over here on the very end under the theft. On Sunday, June 23rd, an officer spoke to a complainant who reported a pizza driver was charging customers a higher tip rate. The officer told the complainant to contact law enforcement officials if other customers reported the same issue. Wow. Sure, I'm glad those boys are out there. I feel safer. I'll tell you what. I just feel like walking around naked and just telling everyone everything that I do. Just tossing out all my bank information and everything. I don't have anything to hide, right? It's just a wonderful place. Let me see what else we got here. Where was it? Bipartisan. Anyone out there wants to call in and maybe say something a little bit about what they see going on in their community, we'll go. We'll do that. If not, no, I just see things here. It's like I see this, you know, GOP women registering voters, you know, a women's group, Divide and Conquer, Democratic Association invites Area Water Conservation Group, Divide and Conquer. Democrats, if we care about water, we invited a guy. He told us the truth, nothing but the truth, so help him. Here's what I was going to do. This is one of the big changes that you'll notice. Now, I'm going to read, these are letters to the editor that were sent into the paper. And I will read these two letters, and I will give out two names, not necessarily in the correct, in the same order that I read the articles. And I will let you guess which one might be a longtime local resident and which one might be someone that's moved here that is going to destroy it and turn it into what they left. Okay. Just eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Oh, here we go. Okay. The last straw. I am very concerned about the use of straws in restaurants. No longer does the customer have to ask for a straw. In fact, you have to ask quickly not to have a straw. This promotion of straws is done in the name of good customer service, but it results in a pollution of the environment that is staggering. The United States uses millions of straws a day. Plastic straws are among the top 10 contributors to ocean pollution. Plastic is not dissolved in the ocean, but broken down into microparticles, eaten by fish, and it enters the human food chain. My God. Plastic straws do not recycle well. They are not marked with a recycle number, and because of their size and weight, they do not go through the sorting machines and recycling plants. I am calling for restaurants here to stop the policy of pushing straws on our community and the millions of people who are visit Fredericksburg. Please stop the use of plastic straws. Paper straws are available. Instruct wait staff to either ask the customer if they would like the straw, or even better, don't ask. Let the customer ask for it. I'm also calling for a restaurant customers to stop using straws. I know some people need a straw because of disabling conditions, but I will suggest buying reusable straws and taking them with you to the restaurant. This is somewhat inconvenient, as you have to remember them and wash them, but there are plenty of things at home we wash and reuse. No matter where you eat, you are at home on the earth. Do what you can to keep it safe and tidy. Make it your last straw, or it could be the straw that breaks the earth's back. Letter to the editor number one. Letter to the editor number two. What about my rights? Reflecting this past 4th of July, I was wondering what my ancestors would say. My ancestors signed the Constitution, and another was one of the 32 men from Gonzales that fought and gave his life for Texas. But today, we as landowners have no say in our land because of eminent domain. The gas oil giants, you know, giant oil slash gas companies can come and condemn one's home and land. They say it will benefit our country, but in truth, they are sending it overseas and lining their pockets. They say they are going the shortest route and impacting as few landowners as they can, but in reality, they are coming through and bullying the landowners. It's a shame that 100-year-old trees and beautiful fields will be destroyed, Many have lived and worked the land for generations. No one can put the land back the way it is in all its beauty. If anyone would like this 42-inch pipeline on their property, please contact Kinder Morgan. Okay, that was the other. That was the second article. Now, I will give you two names, and let's see if anyone out there can call and tell me which one goes with which. One name is C.L. Cromer. C.L. Cromer. The other one is Charlotte Freeborn. Charlotte Freeborn. Can anyone call and get this? You'll get a digital lollipop for getting the right answer. John in Louisiana. We got John in Louisiana. I was hoping you'd call back, John. I had fun talking with you last week. You there?
Guten Morgen. Yes.
Guten Morgen.
Oh, I couldn't help you with those names. But just had a couple questions about things you were talking about. And one of my first questions is hard to answer, but when are we going to stop putting so much stock into what these supposed ancient Hebrews said? I mean, what have they contributed to civilization? Did they have a great civilization? Did they build pyramids, Parthenon, Colosseum? No. Apparently, they were just a bunch of snake oil salesmen who, I guess, were jealous about everybody else that was building up civilizations around them. But they had to make up some story to make themselves somewhat relevant. I mean, even if you read the Old Testament, their temple was supposedly not even built by hands. Solomon had some kind of magic ring, like Lord of the Rings, to control demons to build it. I mean, it's all. I mean, like, you might as well read Lord of the Rings. That's a fictional story too. I mean, I don't get it.
And John, I know perfectly where you're coming from. You know, you'll probably agree with me. We're not trying to turn anyone away from their true what's deep inside them, what makes them them. Whether you are a good person, whether you are a bad person, you know what makes you a good person is not a book, you know, with pages and words on those pages. You know, that should gives you an idea of maybe, you know, a good way to lead your life. Who you are, should that determine who you are inside? You know, that's if that is what determines it, if that's what makes you a Christian, the words on the page, then it's really something that could be manipulated very easily, in my opinion. And there's been people manipulating for eons, folks. It's not just us. Everything is manipulation of your environment in one way or another. It's whether that manipulation is malicious, whether it has ill intent for the majority of us out here who just want to be left alone and live our lives, as Michael Badnarik says, leave me alone, don't take my stuff. You know, don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. You know, it comes down to that simple, you know. And there are those, as Ernie says, who won't leave us alone. So, yeah,
right.
I know where you're coming from.
And what you were talking about hydration a while ago, it is true that people don't drink water, because when I was stationed in Germany, even though it was cold outside, real cold, and we were in the field, you still have to drink water when you're in the cold, because especially if you're doing work, you're wearing layers and you're expiring. We had dudes would pass out in 113s from dehydration, because all they would drink is coffee and soda, because they said, oh, it's cold, I don't need to drink. So the military does is, one way, when you do pass out, they give you an IV. An IV can help with hydration, but you don't need all that other stuff. Normally it's just saline solution, which is basically salt water. And then if you're really severe and you're losing blood, then you might get Ringer's lactate. But
I see where you're going here. But what I was talking about, you know, yes, I mean, it can't, oh, I know, you know, hydration, you know, circumstances, yes, it's IV hydration is very good. But the way they're presenting it in this article is that you can go out, do whatever you want to, and basically training people that you don't have to drink water. You don't, you know, drink. It's like, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Idiocracy. You know, but it comes
right
down to
right.
Where, you know, everything's Brondo. You know, the plants aren't growing. You know, and one guy says, well, have you ever tried, you know, using water for the plants? What do you mean, look in the toilet? Because they've been moronized to believe that, you know, water is not good for you. Water's only for flushing the toilet. And, you know, everything else is Brondo. You know, like you said, they drank coffee, they drank soft drinks, thinking that they were being hydrated, when they don't understand that, for one thing, you know, carbonated water will tend to, you know, extract things from your body, just carbonated water by itself, natural water, which, once again, back in the 80s, I was in Fort Smith, Arkansas. A friend of mine, and, you know, had some friends. He went to the other high school in town, but I met him in college. He was in my fraternity. Was over at a friend of his house, you know, and his father was in there talking on the phone with some guy, and he was talking about investing in bottled water, selling water to people, make, you know, people paying, you know, a dollar for a gallon of water, you know, or whatever. And I remember, you know, sitting there thinking and talking with Rob and saying, that's just crazy. You know, hell, it comes out of the tap. It's, you know, it's good. It's fresh. You know, it keeps us alive. Who the hell is ever going to be paying for water? You know, look at it now. So, you know, it's one of those little things where, you know, I listened and it stuck with me. And it was one of those strange things, like paying for water. It's like, you know, that guy's crazy, you know, but hell, he's rich and he's, you know, one of these power people in the town. And wow, you know, it's like I look back now and it's like, you know, these SOBs have planned a lot of this stuff for a long time. You know, they're destroying our water so they can sell us water. And the water they're selling us isn't any healthier, basically, than what's coming out of the friggin' tap. So, you know, but they present it as, and the FDA says it's okay. And, you know, it's people have just been, I'm sorry, the cognitive thinking is gone on most of them. Like you said, you know, when it's cold, you can actually lose more water because you're not sweating. You don't realize that you're losing all that water, so you don't think to drink, but you don't realize how much is being expired out of your lungs and how much that cold, dry air extracts from your lungs every breath you put out. So, yeah, you know, it's very vital. You can almost lose more water in cold climate than you can in the hot.
Yeah. And I think what they're doing with the hangover thing, like, I think what people are, you're saying is that they're not teaching people, consequences anymore. Like, oh, you don't have to worry about a hangover now. And I think that's a bad thing in a lot of parts of society, like the shooting victims. People don't have any consequences to look after, like drug cartels, like the guy that El Chapo, whatever his name is. I'm a history guy, and a lot of people won't like it, but I'm not against bringing back crucifixion. Crucify the cartel members, call cross on the Mexican border, and that will send a message, like, you get caught, this is you. The crows are going to eat your eyeballs out in public.
Yeah, it's another one of those things, you know, where I agree with you to point. You know, there are limits to everything, but you know the way you want to do it, you know, might be fine. You know, well, you want to do that in Louisiana, you can do that here. You know, in Texas, you know, we're not going to crucify. You know, we're just going to hang you from a light post. You know,
that'll work too.
Different things, but you know, but society's used to take care of this on a more local level, where you actually knew the person involved in it, you knew their character. You know, and unless they were just caught blatant red-handed, you know, what do you do? I mean, you know, because if someone makes the accusation, you crucify someone? No. So, you know, it's like, you know, there's a show on here, you know, called, Towards Anarchy, you know? And, you know, and Anarchy, you know, he plays it very well. Anarchy is not, you know, absence of, you know, of rules, you know, for decent society. It's just absence of the government that tells you how you're going to live your life, you know, that dictates to you eventually. You know, they all turn towards, you know, dictatorship. And, you know, even the history that we were taught, they all turn towards dictatorship. You know, the truthful stuff is really amazing. But,
right. In the Middle Ages, they used to have public executions called an auto da fe for criminals and heretics. And you can read about that in Candid by...
You know what? Yeah, once again, what has how many millions and billions of people have been, you know, slaughtered in the name of the Holy One because we're right, God's on our side, woohoo! You know, kill a commie for Jesus or whatever, you know, kill a commie for Allah. And I'm sitting here. Here, let me see. Let me find this station because I don't know if the rest of the world out there knows, but man, the Hajj is going on now. And it's just going nuts. If you want to see religious dogma and indoctrination, watch what's going on over in a little place called Mecca right now. It is just a seething mass of people, and the speakers are blaring, Al-Malaman, 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 Al-Malaman. I mean, it's just this chanting over and over and over. And they walk by and they throw rocks at this one thing. I don't, I don't even know why. I guess that's why maybe Arabs throw rocks so well, because they throw rocks at this damn religious idol here or something. And then they go, then they run, then they, you know, do a few laps around the big black thing, you know, supposedly the Rock of Allah. And, you know, this is what religious dogma, religious indoctrination does, and it's not just in the Islamic faith, folks. I mean, you know, how many people out there were thinking, it's like, wow, I hope Reverend Jones doesn't really put the arsenic in the Kool-Aid this time. You know, that's what hope and religion do for you. In the end, it is a means of control. Now, what you believe, what makes you in your heart, what makes you a good person, what makes you a bad person, whether you can call it, you know, the God or the devil or whatever. But don't let someone else lead you to what you believe and how you feel and tell you how you need to feel. You know, who you are should be determined by yourself. You should be able to do inner reflection and find out who you are. Do I really believe that, you know, that if people dance and drink that they're going to hell, you know, like the Baptists do? Or do I believe like the Lutherans do, and say, hey, you know, come on over and have a beer, let's do a polka? You know, I mean, outside sources, people are letting external sources decide who they really are internally, and that's manipulation in a malicious manner, as far as I'm concerned. It's not good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have a good day. I'll be there soon.
Hey, John, appreciate talking with you. Call back anytime, man.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Mike in Kentucky. Another one of my favorites. Come on in, Mike.
You don't know how bad I wanted to talk to David Dubine last week, just so I could talk to him about using his videos. I'm trying to remember, Ken, I think, was able to get a message through to him on one of the other shows he was on RBN, and I got permission to air some of his videos. He's been hitting on stuff that I've been talking about for 20 years, probably, because of the early days of the Internet, which for a long time, I refused to get on the Internet and didn't want nothing to do with computers because I had such a horrible experience in the 1980s with computers and how screwed up their security is. I have friends that got kicked out of college for hacking and changing people's grades. I mean,
that happened quite a bit. That happened at the University of Arkansas, too.
Right. Well, anyway, a lot of those... Hollywood pays good money for their consultants, and I mean, you go back and look at all these movies that talk about this crap. The elephant in the room is there's just ridiculous amount of ghosts in the machine. There's, you know, the whole thing reminds me of one of those horror films where they built a house over top of a graveyard without moving the graves. You know, there's so many spooks and stuff floating around our local county. The Kim Davis County Clerk's office, Elwood Cottle. Who took over for her and prevented one of the gay guys from getting elected that sued her. She went Republican because the Democratic Party completely abandoned her, and which is a big surprise, right? They're involved in social engineering. But what you mentioned earlier about religion, how long do you think social engineering's been going on?
Thousands of
years.
Yeah.
I think the entire Islam religion was created by the Catholic Church to control the spice trade, and it became a Frankenstein's monster and got away from them. I'll not offer evidence of that. How long do you think that there's been programmed assassins?
How long do you think that there have been people calling themselves one thing and knowing that they're just using that name because it's a means of manipulation of a vast amount of people that have a belief that they pretend to espouse, and in reality, they are nothing but just master malicious manipulators that are in it for nothing but self-aggrandizement, self-power, control, ruling the world.
I mean, Constantine's mom was the one that caused him to create Christianity as a state religion. And I want to dovetail this in, believe it or not, to 5G and David Dubine's topics.
All right. Well, we've got the break coming on here, so why don't we just do that after the break?
I'll hang on if I can.
That's fine with me.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to Republic of Texas Radio, folks. We've got Mike in Kentucky on the line here, and he was going on with something. Go on, Mike.
Well, first, do you guys have a Rural Survival Show has a Facebook page. Do you guys have a show page for your Facebook or just on Chatango?
Well, actually, I guess since Steve left, what was there might not be up and running that much anymore. I don't know if Steve actually ever had, Mike, I don't have the internet, so I'm up here with
all
the
right. I just wondered because a lot of times if it's available, I could post stuff over there. I know I've posted stuff on the Rural Survival Show, Facebook page. I just didn't know if you had one, so.
Yeah, I don't know if the chat room's still up or not. I think I might have
picked
off the originator of the chat room. So
I don't fool with the Chatango. And, yeah, there's a lot of, listeners that do the Chatango and promote it and call in and promote it. And that's great if you want to fool with that. But anyway, I have a LinkedIn profile, and it took me very – short amount of time because of all the shadow banning that's going on me and Facebook. It took me a very small amount of time to add almost as many followers as I have on Facebook, which I find very interesting as further evidence of the shadow banning. But in any event, I just posted an article about this on the 5G and the urgent reasons for 5G swarms that are above your pay grade. And you might think, well, what's that got to do with David Dubai? Well, there's been different statements. And by the way, he created a video featuring the interview last week on his YouTube. It's called MIAC hashtag 219. Floodwaters not recorded since the Silk Road trade days. If you remember, he brought that up during y'all's conversation. And if anybody wants to go and re-listen to it, that's another source for that. But it's, of course, also on Republic Broadcasting's archives for whatever Sunday that was he was on. Was that 2 weeks ago or last week?
That was last week, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, the other guy was on there with you last week, wasn't he? It wasn't just you then.
Huh? It was just me. But I had, John called in, Art called in, yeah, I mean.
Okay, yeah, I recognize John's voice, I think. But anyway, he's talking with him like he's, you know, the host, where he mentions that Silk Road trade days. Anyway, the point I'm getting at is, I think he mentioned this too, as NASA talked about how space flight would be better because there'd be lower cosmic rays. He actually has that backwards. I can't agree with everything that he says, and I think sometimes he goes through things and mentions things too quickly. And I do the same thing. Yesterday when I was talking on a rural survival show, I mentioned carbon monoxide from the trees. And it's actually carbon dioxide from the trees. There's a report out that says trees are producing more carbon dioxide. Well, the thing is, because of the sun, the heliosphere, and the charged particles diminishing from the sun, the Van Allen belts are way reduced. There was engineered satellites to go through the Van Allen belts, and they were expected to have a two-year orbital life. They've lasted 6 years, and the fuel is about to run out on them. And they're in a highly elliptical orbit, but they've discovered there's an area between, and I think they knew this already, but the area between the lower Van Allen belt and the upper Van Allen belt is connected. And so every time that there's a major event that charges those Van Allen belts up, they change their shape and they merge sometimes, and sometimes the inner Van Allen belt disappears. Well, what this does is it allows a lot more of the cosmic rays to get through into the lower mile of the atmosphere. And back in the spring, there was a guy published an academic paper that is kind of funny, but he suggested that the reason people began walking upright was some kind of an event that coincides with a layer of carbon, and I think it was iron 90, an isotope of iron that's in the Earth all around in the same similar layer of the Earth's crust. And his suggestion to explain that was a kind of a cosmic event that caused cosmic rays to create free electrons in the lower mile of, or the lower 5,000 feet of the atmosphere, which caused more crowd-to-ground lightning and increased the incident of forest fires. And that's why there's a layer of carbon and this iron 90. And, of course, he said the primates of the time had to walk farther to get between the trees. This is a serious academic paper, you know. But almost immediately after I heard about that story, I heard a story that said we have more in common with lab rats genetically than we do any of the primates. So that kind of throws out, you know, I think that throws out that theory that genetically we have more in common. And so almost a day or two later, I found out that the Chinese are trying to engineer lab rat hybrids to make grow human tissues and organs.
Well, how about this, Mike? How about humanzies?
Yeah,
we're just going to put a little bit human DNA in there, just enough to grow an organ that we can transplant to someone who
and trust
didn't
us,
to transplant in the first place if the damn food and the air and the water and everything wasn't poisoned.
And trust us, we know what we're doing. We're not going to create a virus that kills off half of humanity. Or if we do, oops, and that'll explain the depopulation agenda.
How about glowing monkeys, you know, the island of Dr. Moreau, you know,
minotaurs
and unicorns.
That was a quick segment.
Yeah,
that was a quick segment. If I can hang on, I'll finish up after the break.
Yeah, hang on with me. We'll be back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, folks, welcome back to Republic of Texas Radio. I don't know if you heard the tail end of Mike and I's conversation during the break there, but we're talking about all kinds of things. And once again, folks, you know, these are possibilities. You know, where I try to get across that we've been lied to about so much, a vast majority of it. You know, if you want to use the 90-10% rule, the 95-5% rule of, you know, what is truth or lies and truth, mixture, you know, we've been lied to a lot. And, you know, so what we're talking about, you know, these are possibilities, things to file back in your head that if you hear something about it again, you can say, wow, you know, what Mike talked about, you know, that makes that a little bit more possible, you know, as far as my truth goes. You know, the ultimate truth, that's what we're going towards. But, you know, if you want to say God, I think, is the only one that knows the ultimate truth, whether that's a giant high school space alien and we're just a social science experiment in a tank in our schoolroom, or you know, whether it's the guy on the white cloud, you know, it's that's the only ultimate truth. You know, we're trying to find out as much as we can, and that's all we can do, get as close to it as we can. So go on, Mike.
I think the tactics include distraction and keeping you overwhelmed with everything from trying to do your laundry to keep avoiding a tax audit, you know. And so a lot of us are so overwhelmed with just our day-to-day life and keeping our household running and keeping our jobs, keeping our bills paid, that we don't have time to do the research required to check this stuff out. So we end up depending on these 600 executives and their editorial policies trickling on down through their five major corporations that control what 90% of the population think is important, that we're depending on other people to tell us what to think. And Mike, sin by omission.
Let me jump in here, Mike. It is so. I was wanting to talk about this too, about the subtlety of what they're doing. You know, I notice things. It's like, you know, I do. You know, the super crossword in the paper. We get a weekly paper here, and it's got a super crossword in it, and that's one of the things I do. That, and you know, then the Sudoku and all that stuff. But I've noticed that here in within the past just several months, what has come up as one of the answers to the clue was. Pride Parade group, and gee, guess what it is? LGBT, you know, didn't used to be in the lexicon.
Don't forget
now
the Q.
They're sliding it in crossword puzzles. Very insidious. People don't even notice that they see that yet. They're going to associate now with Pride Parade with LGBT, whether they know it or not. It's sliding.
No, don't forget the Q.
everything, you know, it's very, very subtly. It creates a normalcy bias. Is what it does. Everything is creating a normalcy bias, so that when you're slapped in the face with it, it doesn't hurt so much. You know, it's just it's just a slap in the face. You could have punched me. You know.
Well, you're leaving off some letters. So that for the next crossword puzzle, don't forget the Q and the T, and there's several other letters that you're leaving off there, and probably P now for PDO.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They'll expand it later on, I'm sure.
Oh, they already have. It's already been. It's already been expanded, man. It's like
I'm talking about crossword puzzles.
Have you ever heard that Carl Klang song where they teach the alphabet? You know, they have the alphabet song sung by the children.
Yeah.
All of which spells tyranny.
All of which
the alphabet
tyranny.
Song, B-A-T-F, F-B-I,
C-R-A-N,
Yeah, right. It goes all the way through in the end, and all of which spells tyranny. Anyway, the LGBTQ stuff is social engineering. But I recently read an article that admitted that part of the reason why Facebook is the way it is they've been given a loose permission to experiment on the public. Actually, an article admitted that, and I was like, what? They actually admitted it, you know, that they've been given a green light to experiment on a population. And of course, that's come out a couple, 3 years ago, where they actually sifted, I forget, it was maybe 2,000 profiles to try to see if they could provoke people's posts to be more optimist, pessimistic, or angry. So they openly admitted that they were experimenting on people.
What kind of language they tell them in? I was going to read this. Spots remain for Leadership Summit. Tickets remain for the Global Leadership Summit, which returns to Fredericksburg for the fourth year, held at the Holland, and is hosted by Holy Ghost Lutheran Church, which my great great grandfather was a pastor at. Now, this is a few little quotes from the Reverend, who I'm sorry, but this is what religion means to me. This is the reverend of the church that when I go to the Christmas dinner with my mom, she introduces me to him. And I don't know if the guy's heard my name because of what I've talked about, but a pastor would not make eye contact with me. Okay? That upset me. Okay, but listen to this. The tagline for the summit is, when a leader gets better, we all get better. We don't always see ourselves as leaders, but whether you are a stay-at-home spouse or you run a corporation, you are a leader. There are all sizes and shapes. It is our hope that we all become better leaders and not remain stagnant, blah, blah, said. This pours into us in a variety of disciplines and venues, touching us in areas where we need to grow. Boy, is that specific or what? That's the language, but it sounds smart, right? And he's got a collar with a white thing on it, so he's got to be smart. You know, I mean,
there's a tax
for him.
There's a tax on the church, obviously, coming from so many different directions. They're looking at using the same sort of strategies, just like in guerrilla warfare, where you take the strategies being used by your oppressor, your enemy, and use them against them because you're small, they're big, they're slow, you're quicker to react. It's, you know, I think it Brill, the character played by Gene Hackman in Enemy of the State, goes into that, talking about using guerrilla warfare tactics. So the church has started picking up on this because just like with the situation here in Kim Davis's, I'm in Kim Davis's town here in Moorhead, Kentucky, and I have to strongly suspect that the clerk's offices and our phones around here are being attacked, cyber attacks. We don't hear about it until it becomes too obvious to ignore. But when I called
in
yesterday,
people won't talk about it because people will think they're crazy.
Well, it becomes obvious when they're pushing this 5G so much that the phone syndicates would break things in a broken window economy in order to get people to demand 5G. It's not a natural market. I mean, when you've got basically fascists running things, you don't have a natural market anymore. And, of course, you've got, what, the president's protection team or whatever.
It's like they're letting the physical infrastructure for the phone system fall apart because they're wanting
or they're attacking
it.
Like I mentioned earlier, it's like a house of horrors built on a graveyard where they did not relocate the graves. I can't remember the name of that movie. It wasn't the Amityville Horror, but there are so many spooks in the networks. There is no network security. We've got the NARIS and Verint devices, which I asked a fiber optic technician blatantly. I said, look, and he didn't even know about Mark Klein's secret splitter rooms, and I asked him, I said, how many times can, when you split off a fiber feed, how many times can it be split? And he says, well, it just depends on the power of the card. I said, so 16 times? And he said, I mean, just kind of shrugged, like, maybe. You know, it depends on how long till you start getting signal degradation. And I said, well, is that not a two-way connection? In other words, can you not backhaul signals back into the network? So if you split in the deep state, the intelligence community, into your phone network because you've been told to, are you going to be prosecuted like that one guy, Ignacio, for Quest, who said, I got to consult the legal department. I can't just hand over all our customer data. Boom, he got an insider trading conviction and spent 9 years trying to get out from underneath of that. And I think he finally threw his broker under the bus to get out of jail or something. And so that was a message to the rest of the phone mafia that you'd better go along with the deep state and let our boys split into your network. So when you have a local clerk's office that can, repeatedly has trouble with the phones and repeatedly has trouble with the computers and have to close their office, you start to wonder what the heck's going on. Now, I happened to be in Baltimore just by chance when it was under cyber attack a couple of months ago and stumbled upon a hive of corruption in nursing homes and front companies and a man being executed in public at a barber shop and then a lawyer whose wife was the homicide prosecutor and son was a homicide state policeman detective. Openly picked up a gun called a judge, which fires 410 shotgun shells. And after we got out of his office, I mean, he showed us the gun and said, this is, you know, something to, and he advised us not to go through the north side of Baltimore because that's where the Canadians live. And of course, we went that way because the town was under cyber attack. The traffic was horrible. We could not get back out of town. So we went back through the north of town and witnessed a lot of this stuff that almost immediately after I got back to Kentucky, Trump started talking about being rat infested. Now, we didn't see any rats, but man, I saw piles of bricks and broken down houses and just dilapidated neighborhoods like nothing I've seen on the videos that you see. You can go watch the videos.
And the land speculators will be in there shortly behind that, and it will be urban renewal and it'll be gentrification.
Oh, yeah, and they'll get, what is that, the new eminent domain that I think Trump was in on helping to create because some woman wouldn't move out of her perfectly good house to create a strip mall. So now they can justify eminent domain if you have a feasibility study that says you're going to generate more tax revenue. So you can tear down
anything. If you swallow too much, Mike, they can just do what's called a taking.
Well, eminent domain, you know, you just have to have dirt on a judge with X key score and all these spooks in a machine. You can find dirt on anyone. I mean, Russ Tice was called crazy.
At least fair market value with a taking.
No, they don't have to. All they have to do is prove that they can generate more tax revenue and they condemn your property. And if you're the lone holdout.
We've got this whole thing. Mike, we've got this with this Kinder Morgan pipeline coming through here. There was power lines coming through. The power lines, my relatives actually got fixed because they both married very well and to some people with some influence and power, and they actually got a power line moved from going across their property to somewhere else. So do I know there's corruption? Yeah. I like I said, I pay attention to my environment. I all of us probably see things, and we probably meet people that are way above what we think that they are. But, everything is manipulation. Everything is the eminent domain. There's people squalling about it here, you know. The pipeline, you know, Kinder Morgan pipeline, I'm sure it's just going to come on through. You know, no matter what
people
say, they'll
Delphi them.
They'll Delphi them.
Like you said, the Christians, the Christians have been compromised because they don't see any hope in being able to do anything about it. Why? Fine, I'm on the next front. We're going to be raptured out of here. It's all part of God's plan. So they don't step up and get in the way of this stuff, a lot of them. They've been neutralized.
Hope leads to inaction.
Well, I see the opposite. Dante's Inferno had over the doorway to hell. What did he have? The slogan.
Okay.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here, and that's what they're doing. They're abandoning the hope of having any being effective at all. That's why when you mentioned earlier this guy was taking these leadership tactics and applying them to his congregation. That's because he's doing guerrilla warfare. He's using these tactics.
I wonder if there's any,
because that's a tactic of the enemy.
I wonder if there's any people over there in Guyana, Mike. I wonder if there's any people over there in Guyana, 800 or so of them, that said, gee, I sure hope Reverend Jones didn't really ever put cyanide in that Kool-Aid. Because here's hope.
A lot of those people were
good.
A lot of those people
with at
drank
least
that.
A light expectation of obtaining it, or a belief that it is obtainable. The object.
A lot of those people took that stuff at the point of a gun.
The highest degree of well-founded expectation of good. It's just an expectation. It's just a hope. I sure hope that happens. It sure would be good. But you know,
a lot of those people took that at the point of a gun. You know, if you've seen the documentary on it, and of course they probably should have never went down there with that guy, but. You know, the Bible also has a concept, my people come out of her that you be not partakers of her plagues. We've got 288,000 tons of Fukushima sitting around here, and nobody thinks you can get anything done with it. I say it's a de facto doomsday weapon. As you think about the leaders of the world going, oh, my gosh, if we attack America, and that's the stupidest thing about that North Korea crap, is that, you know, Kim Jong-il... supposedly did not have a reentry vehicle to get any kind of bomb to the ground. Well, who gives a crap if he could pop it up 400 miles over Kansas, a couple of them, and pop those off? Down goes the Texas Interconnect. And we saw with Hurricane Harvey, within about 3 days without electricity, what happens? You get peroxide plants and refineries and stuff all starting to blow up. What do they call that, the Harvey flu? I know people down there that said a bunch of people were sick for weeks and weeks after that.
Technology, Mike. Technology. We're done talking technology a little bit here. Technology and is basically what we've been told is fiction or been portrayed as fiction, more of reality. Because, you know, just recently here, you know, we've been hearing about, oh, they've got super cavitating torpedoes that can go, you know, sonic, you know, underwater, you know, above the speed of sound. Well, I've got a series of it's five books here. It's called Dragon's Fury, written by a guy named Jeff Head. And in this book, there is a war between the Western powers and the Islamic States and China and India are our enemies. And they create these hypercavitating torpedoes that can go many times the speed of sound underwater. And they've got, at the end, they've got a... autonomous drones that lurk over the battlefield with these basically claymore mine plates with these tiny tungsten pellets in them, and they'll fly over a battlefield and hit a button and boom, 100,000 dead Chinamen down there, you know. And so they have these loitering capabilities, and it is it truth, is it fiction? Because now we've got hypercavitating torpedoes. And they probably had them for quite a while. Was this guy in the inner depths? I don't know. But a lot of what has been presented as fiction, unfortunately, has become truth and will become truth.
Well, and that's, you know, it's not hard to be a futurologist if you study this technology, and that's what I'm getting at with this 5G. I think there's a dual mode or multi-mode purpose for it, besides being a financial bubble that they're blowing up, and you better be ready to jump off if you're invested in it, because when it pops and a bunch of the scientific community goes, oh, you know, this is going to be a disaster.
The basic question that should be asked about anything that's released to us. Is the good also evil? Is the good, the possible good that comes out of this 5G?
Well, you can smash somebody's head in with a hammer, you know? Anything can be misused, pretty much, and that happens with the technology. So that's why our system of government was supposed to be designed with all these checks and balances. And that's why it's so corrupt.
You talk about, you know, about the moon going through, about the sun going through phases and everything and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, according to, you know, if you read, you know, the Tesla stuff, you know, the magnifying transmitter and the Tesla howitzer, you know, whatever you want to call it. Basically planet busting capabilities. Was there a planet, you know, between us and Mars that, you know, is now the asteroid belt? Can we,
Mars and Jupiter.
Could they, if they wanted to, start screwing with the sun and get the sun resonating at just the right wrong frequency and boom?
Mars and Jupiter.
Possibilities are endless. We haven't been told.
The asteroid belt's between Mars and Jupiter, but all large planets have rings. Neptune has a ring. Saturn has a ring. Jupiter has a ring. So the sun has a ring. And, you know, there's a lot of similarities between Jupiter and the sun, but anyway, so the sun has a ring. It's called the asteroid belt. But listen, I had a guy 20-some years ago tell me, you're one of the most optimistic people I know, and it took me a while to figure that out. It's because I get up thinking we can change things, and I don't think that everything's written in stone. Jonah changed the fate of Nineveh, whether he wanted to or not. So I got to go.
All right, Mike. Endless possibilities, man. Endless possibilities.
Bye.
Thanks, Mike. We'll be back in a few minutes to close out this rant here, folks.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Back in real quick here, folks. Back to Public Texas Radio, slash Rantings of a Sane Man. And we've got Murr on the line. But before we go to you, I just want to say that we're in a lot of trouble. I hold here in my hand a little child's game that I bought in the toy department at Walmart 15 years ago or so. It's called 20Q. It's just a little plastic thing. And it will say, you know, think of something. You know, think of a, say, you know, don't tell it, you know, a white-tailed deer. And it'll ask you questions, you know, is it flat, is it round, is it brown, does it get wet? And just general questions, it'll ask you 20 questions, and about 90 to 95% of the time, if you answer the questions as honestly as you can, it will come up with the right answer. That's how easy the predictive programs and how accurate they are. data is the new money. Every little bit of data, like when you go in to get an IV hydration, we'll take some basic data from you to make sure that you're not going to die. And all that data, every little bit of data, makes it that much more predictable for them to be able to predict exactly what you will do given a certain circumstance. Anyway, that's the end of my rant. Murray, what do you got for us?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, in the Chitango, and I don't do Facebook, and really, if we want to be cool about it, we need to dump that with all the other town muddia. You know, I mean, if you want to read it, Twitter, fine. Yeah, yeah.
I know
you don't do any of that
stuff. We have lost friendships, lost family from Facebook wars. Families they haven't talked to in years because of Facebook wars, and it's just stuff that's just so easy to say.
Well, so much of the stuff is fake. They put up stuff about on Professor Tony Hall and got him fired, and it had nothing to do with him, and it was Ben Garrison supposedly choking a Jew and saying killing all Jews, and it was from Joshua Ryan Goldberg, that's R-Y-N-E, the Jew troll criminal that you never hear about.
They were purposely missing the people's messages to see what kind of reaction they would get.
He was already arrested. So this was the whole gang doing this, the Kosher Nostra. But anyway, in the Chitango, I have a link. Mark Lane, his name Levine, was Jim Jones' handler and a CIA lawyer and kicked off the Kool-Aid party.
Oh, okay? I know all that. You also, I know it was MK Ultra stuff.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know if your audience does. I'm talking to your audience, you know? I mean, no, you guys didn't mention it, so... You know, it's like you said, Jim Jones. You know, there was something behind it. Well, that's what was behind it. We need to call them out. We need to say their names. They take our names and they ruin us financially and every other way. We need to do the same. At least put them in the spotlight, because Pharisees and cockroaches hate that. But that's what we need. Like they're doing with Epstein. And he's not dead. Okay.
Oh no. He's probably been banished to some island full of underage children. You know, I mean, that was his punishment, if you want to call it that. Yeah.
There's some big party going on today, higher ups. They're probably celebrating his arrival to Tel Aviv or something. Who knows? Whatever.
There's no telling.
Anyway,
the main thing Trump is doing is going after
these pedo-Satanists, okay? Yeah. The White House sent a bunch of Marines to protect Timothy Charles Holmseth over in Minnesota. He's an independent investigative journalist that stumbled upon all this stuff with Hallie Cummings in Florida some years ago. And they took her, and they didn't kill her right away. Yeah, they used her, you know. So, like up in Canada, they had this big box store of child porn and snuff porn films. And
speaking of that, about that, you know, I watched that Eurovision Song Contest, which was held in Tel Aviv this year. And, you know, I had heard before that, you know, it was the gay Mecca and everything. But you know, and it was stuck in the back of my mind. And as soon as I saw this, I was like, man, that pretty much confirms it. Because when they panned the camera around at the audience, it looked like a freaking white, you know, a village people convention. You know, they were basically doing everything but humping each other on camera. It was just sick.
Hey, I think I told you Madonna got over on the rabbis, though. She switched the pillars. So they reversed the Kabbalah. They were doing it backwards all this time. All these millennia.
They're all backstabbers, aren't they? They're all backstabbers, so, you know, you can't trust
any of them. Well, I think that's going to help turn things around, unfortunately for them. So, you know, some of us get real tired of it all, whatever it means, you know. So, thanks anyway.
It's gotten to the point of just almost silliness in a very sadistic way. I mean, it's almost
comical. Keep praying, man. I'm sorry. I love Jesus Christ, and he's with me all the time and directs me, man.
I'm not trying to deny that, you know,
I'm not saying Christian religion. I'm saying one-on-one, spirit.
Okay, okay.
You know,
this is how it is. Keep what makes you good.
Thank you, dude. Bye-bye.
Thanks, folks, for listening. Hope you got something out of the rant.
Transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide